Swedish writer and director Lucas Moodysson won critical acclaim for his 1998 movie Show Me Love. His latest, Together, explores the commune movement that became one of the symbols of the 1960s and early 70s. This commune is in Sweden, and this movie's director wasn't even born when the movement began. Together originally premiered last August in Sweden and proved to be one of the most popular entries at the 2000 Venice Film Festival. It's now being screened in the U.S. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says the movie is a surprisingly sympathetic portrayal of that turbulent time and its ideas.
Together is a journey both familiar and unexpected, where the slightly ridiculous merges with the almost sublime. The movie opens in a commune in Stockholm in 1975.
Franco död. Dödsbudet meddelades i morse av den spanska.
The radio announces that Spanish dictator Francisco Franco has died. Everyone cheers, including the little kids. The movie's story begins when the conventional sister of one of the commune's members leaves her abusive alcoholic husband. She and the two children need a place to stay, and they end up in Together's small meditation and relaxation space. This is a house where clothing is optional, and no one can be bothered to answer the phone, where sexual relationships are open, but doing the dishes is considered counter-revolutionary. As for the commune's children, one of them is named Tet as a protest against the Vietnam War offensive. One of his favorite games is Pinochet and the Torturers. Say you like Pinochet! Never! Meanwhile, the discarded husband gets increasingly desperate to reconnect with his family. His only friend is an equally at-sea divorced guy who tells him, as if he needed to hear it, that loneliness is the most awful thing in the world.
I think that ensamhet is the jävligaste som finns i den här världen.
Together gets superb ensemble work from its 18-member cast. Writer-director Lucas Moodysson is a gifted 31-year-old filmmaker who combines an exact sense of the misguided ways people behave with an understanding of the knack we all have for embarrassing ourselves. This is a filmmaker who uses the pain and the humor of existence to create comedies where the jokes are not in one-liners or pratfalls, but in character and situation, in the foibles of a commonly shared humanity. Moodysson treats all of his characters well, even when he puts them through terribly bleak moments. He knows that this commune is a rather silly place, but he still manages to make a convincing case for the concept behind it. The only thing worth anything, one character says, echoing the filmmaker's thoughts, is being together.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.